When the Louisiana legislature convenes next month, it will consider whether to fund a $40 million plan to create a pot of money that the state's colleges and universities can compete over. Backed by the governor, the plan is part of a collaboration with the State Department of Economic Development and the Louisiana Workforce Commission. Sandra Woodley heads the University of Louisiana system. She says the WISE plan is meant to help remedy skilled workforce shortages.
It is important that we continue to produce these high-quality liberal arts graduates, for example. They're very important to our economy. And it's also true that we have known shortages rolling in that we have to find a way to ramp up.
One example, according to Woodley, is not enough computer science majors. So between now and the session, higher education leaders will be talking with business and industry executives to try to establish new educational partnerships. They're looking for firms that would partially pay for specialized training or a degree that would lead to jobs in the state. Woodley says ahead of the session, she wants to see the WISE plan already in motion.
We can, between now and the session, connect with as many of our industry partners as possible to get them on board and get their checkbooks out, you know, and ready to begin to work with us on proposals.
In all, 45 higher education leaders signed on to the WISE plan that was outlined in a letter sent to the governor last month. Schools that produce graduates in fields that are expected to grow the state's economy would get a larger chunk of the money. It would reward colleges for the research they do and require them to first raise private capital before receiving a share of these earmarked public dollars. Woodley says she's beating the bushes now, looking for those potential corporate partners who may want to draw up a proposal with one of the 9 schools in her system.